Today we'll be doing Siv Chav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Lo yu kofin lahaskir lahashlim in yankiyim bayamim hanorayim. One, we can only compel someone to pay to complete a minyan for the yamim noraim. Uchigon she'in chasirim kiyim echad u'shnayim. In a case where one or two members of the community are not there. Ela imkei mina kavua mefursim ba'ir lachof lahaskir afilu b'chesrin shlosha o arba'a. Unless it's a well-known minhag in the community, an established minhag, to compel people to pay even when multiple people are missing. Imyesh minyan miyosh v'yair kofin. If you already have a minyan, so then you can compel the people of the community to hire a chazin. And the Rama says, "V'chein b'makom she'in minyan tamed b'veis hakneses kovin ze'ezeh b'knasos she'yavo tamed minyan l'veis hakneses shelo yizbatel hatamed." The Rama says that if let's say you don't get a minyan consistently in shul, the members of the community can compel one another financially to make sure that they always get that minyan. Ma'ale kaman reishim and kufnunim kovin ze'ezeh livnos b'veis hakneses. We'll see a discussion later on in the Shulchan Aruch regarding whether you can compel someone to donate money to build a shul. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ayin tells us by Yamim Hanoraim, Rotsa Lomar Yish Shmono Tisha Nashim Yicholim Lachof Echal Chaviro Shelo Li Hishaer Pol Hispalo Biyachidus Aval Im Mimehen Rotsa Lilich LeMakom Achir Sheyish BaMinyan Ein Yicholim LeChupo Klal. Meaning, if one of the members of the community wants to go to somewhere where there's no minyan, they can compel him not to. But if he was going to a place where there is a minyan, then they can't stop him. Miyoshia Yerafilu In Dar Beir Rak Shlosha O Arba Abali Batim. Even if there are only three or four people in the community, Imyesh Lehem Misharzim Umlamedim LeMalos HaMinyan. If they have teachers and other people who work in that community, then they can be compelled to complete the minyan. Liskor chazen. So you can compel them the entire year to hire a chazan so they can answer to Kaddish and Kedusha. Since they have a minion in the community, so they have an obligation to make sure that they have that minion present at all times. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you live in a community that has a very, very small small congregation, you should compel the yeshiva students to go to shul because, you know, learning lechud, learning is one thing, and then also they have to go help make a minyan. V'davka kihilos gedolos oz yesh lalomtem lehispalo b'mkom limudam sheish b'lav achi b'veis hakneses tzibur ma she'inkin mekibutz katan kazeh. It's only when you have a much larger community that we should tell the yeshiva guys to keep learning, but if it's a smaller community that needs help with the minyan, then they should stop learning to go help make the minyan. Amru chazal sheh rabbi Eliezer b'al v'veis hakneses v'lo matzah shem asara v'shichra ravdo v'hishlimo la'asara k'di lehotzi rabim nicho v'asam b'kdusha. The Gemara tells us that Rebbe Eliezer came to shul and didn't have a minyan, so he freed his Eved Kenani in order to complete a minyan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes me, Zen Nilmo de Kolshuk in so certainly you see that a person shouldn't be lazy and shouldn't get bogged down with other things if he's needed to help make a minyan. And, you know, certainly a person who lives in a much smaller community has a higher obligation to make sure that he's always available to help make a minyan. So Chazal say about the first 10 people of the minyan that they get schar corresponding to the whole minyan. So certainly the guy who's in charge of organizing that minyan gets that schar. Chazal say that whoever is mezakeh the rabbim to gather a minyan together will not be subjected to chid. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Simon Nun Vav tomorrow.